Anyway, so what we want to do now is we want to spend a little bit of time focusing and exploring on four key areas of integration with Windows 10 and also Office 2016. Now, some of the exciting things that came with Windows 10 include things like Cortana. Cortana is your personal digital assistant. By leveraging Cortana, you can go off and discover information that is yours personally, but we also introduced with Cortana the ability to connect that to Office 365 so that you can allow Cortana to discover useful things about you. Now, in the first preview of what you're actually seeing going on there, and you can switch this on yourself by simply enabling the preview features in your Office 365 tenant. You might want to do this on one that you do some experimentation work with or some testing work with. And you can enable Cortana integration within your Office 365 tenant. And then you can have Cortana sign into Office 365. So you can let Cortana discover information about you. So initially, we'll look through things like emails. We'll enable you to have a look at your calendar. We'll be able to go and connect in as well to be able to search documents and information as well. So it's basically about allowing you to connect those pieces in. So we're going to have a bit of a look at that, of how Cortana will work together, and of course, ways that you'll be able to then leverage some of the new security features of Windows as well. So as you know, with Windows 10, we introduced Windows Hello, which is a great way for you to be able to log in and leverage biometric services. So you can go in and use facial recognition, and I'm going to show that to you. You could go and use your fingerprint because, you know, so many corporate laptops or also personal laptops these days include fingerprint devices in them. So you can use that as a way of logging in. Really, it's about allowing you to use these biometric capabilities as a way of connecting and logging into your PC experience. Underlying that is some different technologies that will also help provide a seamless single sign-on service into the Office 365 services. We'll then touch on the mobile side of things. So what we're doing with Office 2016 and mobile devices, how you can have this seamless experience, whether you're on your PC, whether you're on a tablet, whether you're on a phone, and some of the interesting devices that you may see appearing in the future using the mobile applications and also the Continuum experience as well. So what we want to be able to do is bring all of those pieces together so that you can have a great experience with Windows 10 and with Office 2016, or the next version of our Office products, which of course is now available for download. So if you have an Office 365 subscription, you can get the consumer version of Office 2016 today. It's available, and you will be able to still get the preview of Office 2016 through your business Office 365 subscriptions. So let's just start off by having a look at what we get with Windows 10 and how Windows 10 can help provide us with a better experience moving forward. Okay, so Windows 10 was about making your life easy on a PC and device. It's the next evolution of what we're doing with Windows, and it introduced some interesting experiences. As we said, things like Continuum, where we automatically detect when you disconnect your PC from a keyboard and you make it a tablet, and we switch the mode so that you have an amazing tablet experience. Or where I happen to be using a keyboard and mouse. Keyboard and mouse together, I have a great keyboard and mouse experience, and we re-optimize the PC so that you can have that great experience at the same time. So what it's about doing is providing you this an amazing way to be able to do things. So to be able to take advantage of all of the capabilities of your PC. Now, of course, as you remember with Windows 8, we really introduced touch into the PC environment. So what we want to do is enable that further with Windows 10 so that you can just pick up a device, touch it, and work with it. Maybe use keyboard, mouse, and touch at the same time, which is something that I noticed that I happened to do. So how can you take advantage of all of those capabilities in a single device and then leverage those into your applications as well? So Windows 10 is all about making you capable of delivering the best capabilities, whether it's in your pocket with a phone, whether it's on a PC that's a tablet or a convertible, using a laptop, even a desktop, whatever works best for you, so you can do all of the powerful things you want to do. You can have this amazing continuum of being able to work wherever you are and continue that work through all of your various devices. So to that end, what I want to do now is start by having a look at two key areas, Windows Hello and also Cortana, and how both of these can work effectively with Office 365 and how they can really add some value for you. So let's start off with Windows Hello. Windows Hello, I think, is one of the great features of Windows 10 in that it allows you to easily and quickly log onto a PC using biometrics. So as you know, we really want to move away from having a password out there. Passwords are a significant security threat. They're a great vulnerability that people will often run into within in organizations that folks maybe don't look after them as best as they possibly could. So with Windows Hello, we'll take advantage of the hardware that's out there. We can do things like facial recognition using Intel RealSense technology. We can leverage, as I said earlier, the fingerprint reader as a way of authenticating onto the device. Or you can just use a PIN number as a way of authenticating. Windows Hello takes advantage of a technology inside of Windows called Passport, which acts as a way of not storing a credential like a password, but actually storing a token and making that token accessible through a TPM chip inside of the PC. And Windows Hello becomes that interface to get access to that credential or that piece of information. So it will work with your PC just by looking at it or by touching it. And what it is a level of enterprise-grade security as well. We want to get away from things where people have that password stuck to their monitor screen with a post-it note. We want to actually move to a point where you can use something as unique and individual as you as the way of connecting into your PC or device. So what we want to do now is I'm just going to switch over here and we want to show you some Windows Hello in action. So for those of you who have never seen Windows Hello, you can see I'm sitting on the lock screen here and my PC's looking for me right now. Now I'm giving my PC the cold shoulder and I'm going to look at it in a moment. And what happens is when we turn around and actually start to look at our device, it will actually see us. Now, of course, this is a live demo, so it makes things a little bit interesting. And there we go. Windows Hello will log me on just by seeing who I actually am. There we go. Now, admittedly, I have to admit, I'm logging on here as Garth because that's a persona that I happen to be using here. But straight away, I've used Windows Hello to log into my PC, and you can see I get straight onto my desktop. Now, the great thing of Windows Hello is that, and Windows Passport, is that I now actually have also got this connected to Azure Active Directory. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to jump into the settings to show you how all of this came together. So I'm going to start off by jumping into my accounts here. And what's interesting with the configuration of this PC is that I'm actually using this as a BYOD style device. So I'm not joined to your traditional NT domain. I'm actually joined to an Azure Active Directory domain. But when I first took this device, the first thing I do is I set it up and I actually signed on with a Microsoft account at the top here, okay? I'm an administrator on here and I've got all of my billing information set up here and I can manage my Microsoft account. But then after I'd set up my PC, I went, you know what? I want to use this for work because it's a great device. So I then came into here and I attached an additional account, which is my work account. So if I click on manage here, what this will do is it's going to take me into a browser. Now, you'll notice here that when I want to log in, my Garth account was connected to Windows. I selected that account and it's actually using Microsoft Passport and single sign-on to enable me to connect transparently without a password straight into my profile page. Now this profile page is the profile that's associated with my Office 365 account And as you can tell, Office 365 is actually leverages services from Microsoft Azure. And in this particular case, we're looking at my Azure Active Directory profile that I have in place here, where I can see my name and information. I also have this connected to multi-factor authentication as well. So I can jump from there to manage my account and I get a great single sign-on experience. How easy is that for people to use? Now I can take this a step further if I want to. Well, before I do that, the first thing I want to do though is jump into my sign-in options in Windows 10 here. And this is where you can see that I've set up Windows Hello. Okay. Once I actually have a PIN number on the device, I'm able to leverage Windows Hello. Now, what's unique here is, of course, I'm leveraging the TPM to be able to do this, but the PIN number that I have set on the device here is associated here, firstly, with my personal identity, so my consumer identity. The second PIN I've set here is associated with the identity that comes out of Azure Active Directory. Once I have a PIN number set on the device, which means I'm using under the hood now, I'm taking advantage of the Passport service as a way of managing my credentials, I then get Windows Hello made available to me. And in this case, I'm using face recognition. If I also happen to have available to me a fingerprint reader, for instance, that option would appear inside of Windows Hello here and would enable me to log on using a fingerprint instead. So once I have all of these pieces into place, the next thing you'll notice here is I'm actually connected to work. So I've enabled work access on my PC, and enabling work access is the piece that will enable me to have that single sign-on experience that I just showed you a little bit earlier. I can see here that I'm connected as Garth F, and from there I can quickly jump to go one step further, which is something that I've already done, and I've joined myself up to the Contoso New York Azure Active Directory domain. So I'm not actually connected to your traditional on-premises domain controller here. I'm actually using Azure Active Directory domain services and registering my device through there. That device is then connected with my identification. So now I have multiple factors of authentication that I can take advantage of. And with these multiple factors of authentication, I can then also enhance the sign-on experience of my end user by providing them with a single sign-on experience, leveraging the capabilities of Windows Hello, the Passport service, as a way of then connecting into my work-based experiences. There's one more piece that I also have available to me as well, and that is I can then expose to my device the ability to connect into a store-based experience, and what I'm using here is the company portal. Now, the company portal is just the management portal that I'm going to use to connect my BYOD device into experiences, but in particular, this is, notice that we're signing in there. Once again, it is actually using the credentials that I have stored on the device so that I have a nice, seamless, single sign-on experience. It's a great way of being able to deliver an end-user experience for folks. It means that you can really simplify the use of the device. And here's the great thing. This is in a BYOD style experience as well, where I've actually connected my device into these services, and this is enabling me to take advantage of those different services in the back end. Okay? Now, all of this is about having that great authentication experience, which, funnily enough, is now fully surfaced inside of Office 2016 applications. The Office 2016 applications will allow you to do things like multi-factor authentication. They will support all of the capabilities of Azure Active Directory because we now use a standard authentication mechanism under the hood to take advantage of the services that are available there. So that's Windows Hello in a nutshell. Now, don't get me wrong, we could spend a lot more time going through the services there and the configuration setup. We could just spend an entire session covering off that technology here. But we just wanted to start by showing you some of the end user results of being able to tie these two sets of technologies together. So what I want to do now is I'm just going to jump back for a moment to some content So we can actually touch on some additional capabilities. Okay, so Windows Hello, great experience. And by the way, as you can see, you will see that technology as well coming to Windows mobile devices, so phones, etc. in the future. We've hinted at it, and you know that it's actually going to be coming. Now, really, one of the key points here is that combining Windows 10 and its advanced security capabilities means that you also have one of the most secure offices available today. I've already touched on that you have multi-factor authentication available to you now, which was something you didn't have in the previous version of Office. It's now available inside of all of the Office clients. But combine that with upgrades that we've shown you at our Ignite conference, for instance, where you'll see DLP technologies delivered as part of Windows, and Office will be connecting onto those DLP technologies, not to mention the DLP technologies that are available as part of Office 365 as well. We've also made sure that with Office 2016, information rights management is just built in. Whether it be on the Office 2016 client that's running on the PC, and it will also be available in our mobile versions as well. So the thing that you're always worried about is, how do I protect my data? How do I make sure that that doesn't leak outside of the organization? To ensure that that's a successful thing, information rights management is one of the best technologies available to allow you to do that. That way I don't have to worry about purely protecting the device as my only channel of protection. I can leverage multiple services here, and IRM is one of those that you'll be able to leverage transparently moving forward. Now, that's a little bit about security. There's some other cool things that came with Windows 10 that are kind of interesting. So for instance, with Windows 10, we made Cortana available to you as just part of your desktop experience. It is your personal digital assistant. I don't know about you, but personally, I use Cortana on a regular basis. I turn around on my phone and I tell Cortana to go off and keep track of things for me, often to remind me of things that I need to go off and do, whether it be paying a bill or picking up something on the way home. I use it as a personal assistant. I also take advantage of Cortana because I'm lucky here at Microsoft. I've been able to connect Cortana to my Office 365 account. And Cortana has a look at what's in my calendar. She has a look at what's in my schedule and reminds me of stuff that I have upcoming, even allows me to extend those reminders to a further basis. So if I have a meeting, let's say, with a customer and I need to do some additional preparation work, I can turn around to Cortana and say, hey, remind me that I need to do this extra preparation work 3 days in advance. So it's this assistant that's following me around all of the time and actually helping me get stuff done, okay? Helps me prepare for the day. And funnily enough, you know, I use public transit to come into the office every day because I live in the city. And when I'm on the subway, I actually go through my day with Cortana to see what I've got coming up next and to make sure I'm prepared for everything as well. Now, the great thing with Cortana, of course, is that it's not just limited to technology that's running on the client device. It actually uses the power of the cloud. We use our machine learning technologies, which you can go off and have a look at and take advantage of as part of Windows Azure, but we use those technologies. We use technologies that allow us to discover through your information, and Cortana will learn and get more and more power every day as we enhance the technologies that are sitting behind there as we add more capabilities to the algorithms moving forward too. So what I actually want to do here is jump across and have a look at some of the ways that Cortana can now connect you today using Office 365. So everything I should have said earlier that I'm showing you is release technology. We're not using any special early builds or access to some different bits and pieces. I just have a regular old Office 365 tenant, and I'm running the release version of Windows 10 here. I'm not running that one of the preview builds, just to show you some of these things that we have to do. So let me just jump back across to my PC here, or my Surface Pro 3, I should say, and back at the desktop here, I'm still logged on as I was before. And what I want to do is I'm going to try and do some stuff with Cortana. So I'm fingers crossed here. And as you can see, I've got Cortana down in the bottom. I can just click on Cortana and straight away, I've got my calendar that I have coming up here. But even when I start my day, I could just start with something a little bit simpler. Hey, Cortana, tell me what I've got on today. Hey, Cortana. What's in my calendar today?
You have 6 events today. Here they are. I see weekly marketing lunch at TBD coming up next from 3 o'clock to 4 p.m.
So Cortana has straight visibility to my calendar. A really simple thing that I was asking here, but I can actually see what's going on in my calendar. I can even turn around to these items and I can say, okay, well, you know, I want to have a look in that, and it will then jump it up in my calendar here. Or I can always just go back to the regular home view of Cortana, where I can actually see that I've got a meeting coming up here. I can either open it in my calendar. I can show all of the meeting details if I want to as well, which will actually then go and show me who the attendees are for this particular meeting and connect their information together and show it to me as well. So I can get access to some of the simple things that I use on a regular basis. But I can also do some more complex queries about data that I have on my device. Hey Cortana, I'm looking for all the marketing documents. So Cortana will now go off and also index the content that I have available here. Now, the content that you're having a look at here is all content that's sitting in my OneDrive for Business. So OneDrive for Business, as you know, is my enterprise storage in the cloud where I can put all of my documents, all of my data, and then I can access that across multiple devices, whether it be on my phone, whether it be on an iPad, whether it be on my PC, wherever I happen to be. So the great part about connecting this now, though, is Cortana is also going and indexing my content for me as well, and it's showing me what I have available. So straight away, just by switching on that connection, Cortana can go and have a look at my business data, and Cortana can start adding direct value back to me in my particular pieces of work that I need to do on a day-to-day basis. So Cortana's just looking at the things that I will use every single day. Now, how do I get that connection in place? So if I come into Cortana, of course, the place you go to manage everything inside of Cortana is in Cortana's notebook. Okay, so the notebook is where everything is sitting and everything is available. It's where all of my settings are, but it's also all of the places and all of the different things that I may be keeping track of here. And as you can see, there's a lot of different components that I can have a look at. And in this particular case, here's where my meetings and my reminders are kept track of. But what we're interested in is how do I connect this to Office 365? So behind the scenes here, you can actually see I've got a tag here called Connected Accounts. And it's inside of Connected Accounts that I can come in and say, hey, I want to connect to my Office 365 tenant. Now, you need to have that switched on in the back end to be able to leverage that. So I'm just going to open up an in private browsing tab here. And what I want to do here is I'm just going to quickly jump to our Office 365 tenant, and we can touch on where you need to do that. But before we do that, I just want to finish a couple of other things that I can do with Cortana. Now, if I go off and book a flight, for instance, when I get my, let's say, travel notification from, let's say, Concur, if you're using their travel service, or even if I book directly through an airline, Cortana will scan that email and it will also pick up that flight information. But I can also use Cortana just as a way of keeping track of information on a day-to-day basis. So I can say, Hey Cortana, can you track flight DL17?
Delta Airlines flight 17 is scheduled to arrive on time in Sydney at 6:12 a.m. locally.
So Cortana will come straight in and look up that flight information for me. Now, here's the great thing is if I go away from Cortana now, though, and come back, you'll see that Cortana will actually add that into its tracking and will allow me to pick it up at a later date. Well, it should have. Slight glitch. Always happens on a live demo. So Cortana is a powerful piece of technology that you can take advantage of. Now, I just need to do a quick login here. And What I'm going to do here is just jump across into the administration portal. So once in the admin portal, I was a little bit too quick there. That's a little bit odd. So there we go. I want to jump over into the administration portal here. And it's in within the administration portal that you'll then go in to go and enable the Cortana functionality, okay? So one of the easiest ways to find it is just either come into the administrative search if you want to, or when you come into the external services here, what we want to do is then they've updated the administrative portal on me, is you want to actually enable within here the Cortana functionality. Let me just always allow that pop up. But what I want to do here is I'm actually going to switch back to make sure that we actually can cover off one last area of content here. Just got to make sure I stay on time. So Cortana provides an amazing way for you to be able to query and extend your personal assistant to include all of your line of business information as well. But Office is delivered in multiple channels, and we really want to be able to provide you with some amazing services moving forward. Part of that is where we've updated some of our mobile applications, and we're delivering great mobile experiences through Office Mobile. We're connecting into OneDrive as well, and making OneDrive that seamless place for you to go and get data, whether it's your personal information or if it's your business information. And we're going to explore some new experiences that you'll be able to take advantage of. But what I want to touch on right now is the Office Mobile applications. Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote, four cornerstone applications that provide you with your productivity wherever you happen to be. The great part about this is these are a single set of applications, whether it's running on a 9-inch device, whether it's running on a Surface Pro, whether it's running on a Windows 10 phone. All of these applications are identical because they're Windows Universal Platform applications. And what they will do is they will optimize their experience based off the capabilities of the device that you have available and based on the size of the screen that you have available as well. They're optimized for a touch-based experience. So when you go to select a row of cells or go and edit a document, you have this great touch experience on the device, but that touch experience scales depending on the size of the device that you happen to be looking for. And they're a big step up from the previous mobile applications, where you now have full fidelity that's inside of these applications, not to mention the fact that they take advantage of all of the capabilities that exist inside of Windows 10. Because with Windows 10, remember, we're not just delivering on one single set of devices. Windows 10 scales across a stack of different devices, whether it happens to be phone-sized devices, tablets, all the way up to Perceptive Pixel devices, which are wonderful 84-inch touch experiences, and also some of the unusual devices that we're bringing to market, such as HoloLens. What I want to do, though, is have a quick look at the mobile applications and show you how they plug into that Windows 10 experience. So to do that, what I want to do here is, once again, jump back to my PC, but I'm actually going to start in a slightly different location. I want to start on my phone. Okay, there. So what I have here is a Nokia device, but this device I've installed the Windows 10 Mobile Preview on, okay? Now, of course, it's a preview software, so if you want to go out and install the preview and explore it, sounds like a great idea, but of course, please be aware that this is preview software and you can get some unexpected results. So of course, when I come into the device immediately, I can swipe up, and I get taken to the home screen where you have this wonderful, rich experience. But of course, Cortana is connected in here as well. And if I swipe down for all of my notifications just collapse the top there. I've got email notification that's pushed through into here as well. I also can jump back into Cortana here where I have a single view of my notebook as well. So where I was having a look at information previously, let me actually connect my internet there. So without internet, we'll actually have a few problems doing some of the things that are sitting on this device. Now, of course, as I said, I'm using beta software. So that's always the case when you're using beta software, is that something seems to go wrong occasionally. Okay, well, I'm actually going to just try connecting to a different Wi-Fi network here and see if I can get connected and up and running. Connecting. Okay. Let's see how I can go without. We'll give it a run anyway. So one of the first things that you'll notice here is that, of course, I've got my Outlook email and I have my calendar sitting here. We have provided some significant updates. We now ship an Outlook Universal Mail application on Windows Phone. We also ship the same application inside of Windows 10. That's your Outlook application that you were using previously. You also have available within here the same calendar application. These are universal applications. They just work the same way, regardless of the platform that I happen to be sitting on. I can even drop into here and where I have things like Link connected, Skype for Business connected, I can transparently connect into those services too. But here are the big ones down the bottom that I really wanted to touch on. OneNote, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Well, actually, before we get to those, I want to jump across into my OneDrive. And I actually don't have my file synchronized. So what I'm going to do here instead is I'm just going to jump down into the Word preview here. And you can see straight away inside of the Word preview, I actually have previous files open and shown to me that I've been working on. Okay, so I'm actually connected inside of Word here to both my Microsoft account, but also I've got my work and school account connected. Well, in this case, my work account, because what we are actually using here is Windows 10 on this device. So all of those capabilities I was showing you earlier that allow me to connect to Azure Active Directory, I have available on the phone here and can take advantage of on the phone here as well. In this particular case, I'm actually just going to come into here and create a new blank document. And the mobile versions of the application allow me to go off and create content and work with different content streams. But you can see straight away, what's happened is the layout of the mobile application has shifted down to the bottom of the screen here. That's allowing me to take advantage of what I have on the phone, where I can scroll through the capabilities here and I could, let's say, come into here and I could insert a picture if I wanted to out of my collections. And in this particular case, let's just go with a little bit of the starry sky. I'm going to drop that into my Word document here. I can then manipulate it if I want to. I can rotate it. And if I had my connectivity, this would also be connected to my OneDrive and be synchronizing at the same time. So it makes it extremely easy for me to drop into the document. Now, I can put into here text using the on-screen keyboard. And of course, one of the things that I have available to me is the ability to even come in and dictate and say, to be able to dictate on here if I have my network connection. So I'm going to drop back out of here because I am running into a slight glitch here. But in this particular case, though, I then want to come back to my PC and show you exactly the same version of Word. I have the same capabilities available to me here where I can, let's say in this particular case, drop in and open up a document straight out of my OneDrive. Now, at this moment, it's sitting in read-only mode, but I can then just click on edit here. And when I click on edit, I can now come in, edit the document, and I've got this amazing full fidelity that I would expect anywhere else. As a matter of fact, just to really highlight this, if I dropped into here and let's say opened the same document in Microsoft Word, and by the way, you'll notice that my recent document list actually stays updated between the two of them. So both of these have this connected experience across multiple devices as well. So we make it as easy as possible for you to be able to go off and continue working on whatever device it happens to be at any point in time. It's really about providing you with that amazing experience. And of course, inside of here, you'll notice that I have my live tiles updating in my start menu, where I have Outlook, and I also have my calendar visible here using the universal versions of the applications once again. Oops, I just need to do a quick refresh on my account there, and it's just logging in and reconnecting. Once again, that's the power of Windows 10 coming into play here to enable me to have that seamless experience. Now, here's the interesting thing. If I jump back to the universal version of Word here, what I wanted to also do here was just highlight to you how when I resize the application, it will automatically take advantage of the new screen size because we actually have this great touch-enabled application. Now, I'm just reaching across here, and of course, I'm touching my Surface Pro 3 here, where I can now have this same amazing touch experience. I have two-fingered pinch and zoom, of course, so I can quickly and easily zoom in and out of my content. I can come into here, select and edit. I can select content using a consistent way of being able to work within the document. Now, of course, at the same time, one of the things that I said earlier about Office 2016 is it's all about getting you to be able to work together with lots of people, being able to collaborate effectively. So built into all of the Office 2016 clients is collaborative capability. So I can come straight into here right now, and I can invite people to share. Now, this was actually going to send an invitation through by leveraging my OneDrive as a way of connecting. So I can come into here and I can connect people from within my organization, and I can just come across into my contacts here, and I'm going to actually add Molly into this experience. I'm going to say can edit, and I'm then going to send that on its way to be able to share. Oh, that was actually me doing a slight typo there. And I can then send that off as a sharing request, and Molly can also now participate within that document. And of course, with the 2016 clients, we introduced the ability to do real-time editing as well. So what I want to do now is just jump back, and I only have one or two other quick points to make. So great mobile experience. These applications work across all mobile devices and take advantage of the universal Windows platform, because that's what they're built on top of. Therefore, it is the same application, whether it happens to be running on the phone, whether it happens to be running on the PC, whether it happens to be running on your Surface Hub with the 55 or the 84 inch, or even some other form factor that people haven't thought of yet that can take advantage of Windows 10. So you would have seen some of this at the Ignite keynote where we have Continuum. So to enable the Continuum experience where you have this mobile device which can act as a PC in your pocket, because the great thing about this phone or this device is that I actually have an incredible amount of computing power available to me here. This particular device happens to have a quad-core processor. It's got a couple of gigs of RAM sitting inside of there. So why can't I use this as a computation device? I even have the ability here to do things like Miracast, so wirelessly connect to a display and take advantage of that display technology. It's got Bluetooth built into it, so why not actually enable me to connect with a keyboard and a mouse. And the Continuum experience is one of the things that we're looking at making available in the future with Windows 10. We've said we'll do something with this, and it may actually require some interesting hardware. But the great thing about Continuum is that those universal Windows applications will actually run on those devices. And when I flip the application across onto a large screen display, what will then happen is that large screen display, the application will then unfold itself to take full advantage of the large screen display as well. So we can actually provide you with this amazing experience on the phone, and then at a tap or a connection, drive it up onto a larger screen and give you that full editing experience as well. Continuum is one of those things that you're going to see more about in the near future. If you want to have a really good look at a demo of it, unfortunately I can't show it to you because I don't have a Continuum capable device, but we did do a demo in the Ignite keynotes for the Windows 10 section where they showed Office running on a Continuum device. The other thing, of course, is that, yes, Windows 10 is very important to Microsoft, and we think that there are amazing experiences that can be had on those devices. We also realize that folks want to connect and work on any device that happens to fit their needs best. So you might not have a Surface Pro, you may have some sort of other device out there, whether it be an Android-based device, or it may be a Mac, or it may be an iOS-based device. We've delivered the Office 2016 experience on all of those platforms. The great thing about those experiences as well, though, is they will take advantage of the back-end services that we've made available through things like Office 365 and Azure Active Directory. You may not have that same seamless experience that we explored here when it comes to things like authentication, where you may have to enter your password, for instance, on that device, or being able to do something like facial recognition as the way of logging into my device, or verifying my credentials as a secondary authentication problem just to make sure that I'm in track. Office is made available, and you can install Office on all of these different devices today. So Office 2016 takes that to another level. So just to wrap up on the items that we've covered off here, and I'd love to spend more time exploring some of these things, we've released a new version of Office 2016, so it happened to align pretty good with what I was talking about today. But with Windows 10 and some of the capabilities that we've introduced into Windows 10, we've also made it an amazing experience for you to be able to go and connect into the online services that can actually make your Office an amazing experience, to connect into your work services if you're using Office 365 on your personal devices. And of course, all of those services are available to you as well if you happen to be using a corporate joined or corporate owned device as well. We really want to make it just incredibly easy for you to be able to work together and to collaborate with your peers, with your colleagues, with folks around you on all of your great ideas, and use our tools to actually help you achieve that. So with that, I believe that we actually have some time that we can answer some questions. And what I'm doing here is I'm just switching across so I can see the Q&A system and understand how that actually works. And maybe what I can do is blow up the window to see a little bit more clearly. So please, by all means, you can throw some questions into the window, and we'll be able to respond to those as we move forward. But also let me say thank you as well for spending the time with me today. Michael asked a question about secondary authentication. I'm new to this Q&A thing, so I just misclicked. Let me just try that again. Secondary authentication, bio and PIN, or bio and picture password, etc. So when I was saying secondary authentication, what I meant, for instance, was that I may have logged into my OneDrive, and or I may go to a website or a document library or something like that, that then turns around and says, hey, I want to do an additional step of verification. You know, I want to re-authenticate you at this point in time. And it's at that time it could pop up with the authentication dialog for Office that says, or I may have a piece of content, I'm opening Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, something like that, where it asks me to re-identify my credentials. And that's where I can once again continue to use the Windows Hello Facial or Bio Recognition as the way of authenticating. And or I could enter my PIN number and my password as well if I wanted to. Well, PIN number or password, I should say. So you just can reuse that Windows 10 technology as the way of authenticating. It's when Office decides to ask you for that second set of credentials. But if I'm just getting prompted with a standard authentication prompt, what will actually happen is Windows Hello combined with the Passport service is the thing that will actually see that I'm driving an OAuth 2 authentication request under the hood, see that there's a connecting set of credentials, and then make them available appropriately. Are we able to use the Cortana link with Office 365 and maintain HIPAA compliance? That's a really good question. So Cortana is going to scan and have a look at the information that sits in your calendar, at least. So you saw it was having a look at my calendar. And with the Office 365 connection, it's currently in preview. So I'd actually have to go and do some validation before I'd be able to answer that off the top of my head. But it is actually a really good question. I think part of the issue here is that it's currently in preview. So we haven't locked down all of the specifics of what's going to happen there. And maybe what we have a look at doing is, as a follow-up item, we could ping the team to find out what's going there. Quite frankly, it's going to be dependent on when we get closer to release of those connected technologies. So it may be a little while before we can actually give you a super definitive answer on that. Okay. So I wanted to just touch, and wow, there are so many questions in here. So maybe I should start from the bottom and work my way up. Is there a VPN connection that works well with Windows 10? Yes, there are lots of it. Windows 10 has VPN connectivity built into it, so you can connect to a wide variety of VPN technologies, and that just works transparently. We also have direct access built into Windows 10, which means that you can get away from the days of actually having to go off and do some work with your VPN and explicitly dial up, and direct access will transparently and automatically connect to your network using a two-channel VPN, one for the device and one for the user. So you always have connectivity between that device. Now, to use direct access, you do need domain-joined devices to be able to achieve that. So that's one of the things that we have available there. I have to admit, I'm hoping I'm answering these in the right way. Windows Hello facial recognition, is it available on Windows 10 on the Surface? Okay, so you can see here down in the corner, I'm just trying to make sure I point at the right bit here, I have a Surface Pro 3 here that's actually sitting in a dock, but Surface Pro 3 camera isn't capable of doing Windows Hello facial recognition. Windows Hello facial recognition requires an Intel RealSense camera. When you have a look under the hood, at its most simplistic, a RealSense camera is actually a three-dimensional camera that uses infrared technology. So it's not just taking a photo, it's taking a three-dimensional photo of your face. And sitting on the top of my device here, you can actually see I have one of the Intel RealSense cameras from their developer kit, okay? So I'm actually using one of the developer cameras that's plugged into the USB port. So that's how I'm able to do the Windows Hello logon in this device. You can actually go up to microsoft.com/windows, and we do have information out there about devices that do have support for Windows Hello built into the device. There are a number of laptops from a number of manufacturers. I believe Lenovo is one of them. They have a device out there. So that's where you actually have it built in. Otherwise, you can purchase the RealSense camera as a 3D camera if you want to test it out, try it out, etc. It's a great way of being able to explore the Windows Hello facial recognition. There will be more and more devices entering the marketplace as Intel's made that technology more broadly available. Okay. Is there something specific you have to do to see the calendar cards in Cortana? Well, as long as you have Cortana connected to your personal account, so if you have a Microsoft account connected in there and you have your calendar connected, you should see the calendar cards inside of Cortana. There wasn't actually anything specific that I needed to switch on. I did sign in with my Microsoft account initially that connected me to my mail service, but then I did sign in to my PC using my Office 365 account so that it could see my Exchange mailbox, which has its calendar attached, and then I enabled on my device as well, because I had to, as part of our demo environment's corporate policy, I also then enrolled the device into management using Intune, which meant that using Office 365, we actually have enabled a service that says you have to meet particular criteria to be able to get access to your mailbox. So with that service enabled, I then had to enroll into Intune, and that then let me go and get into my calendar that was sitting inside of Exchange. And I then went into Cortana and I turned on connectivity to Office 365. So I went into Cortana's notebook, connected accounts, and then connected into our Office 365 tenant. It's important to note though, you do need to enable your tenant to enable to allow that connectivity and enable that functionality. It's something that is switched off by default, okay? Will it be possible when logging into the PC to use Azure Active Directory? Yes, you can. I'm guessing that was the question. I think it was carry on from another question and I may have missed it. But as a carry on, yes, you can use Azure Active Directory to log into your PC. As a matter of fact, during the Windows 10 out of box experience during setup, you actually have the option to sign into the PCs either using a Microsoft account or you can use a work or school account, which actually maps back to an Azure Active Directory account behind the scenes. So you can actually use that as a way of logging onto the PC directly, and then you get that same level of transparency across your PC device with Office 365. I've actually personally noticed that between the Office 365 experience I had under my Windows 8 device with domain joining compared to what I've got with Windows 10 and Office 2016, it's a far more transparent experience from an end user's point of view, but I still get the capabilities and the benefits that come from using open protocols as a way of doing authentication and connectivity moving forward. Okay. So the next thing that I have sitting here, when will the Cortana integration with Office 365 be enabled without enabling the preview? That's a really good question, and I don't have an answer for you at this point in time. If you have a look at the Office 365 roadmap, which is available publicly, I believe it is listed inside of there, we'd have to mark that as a follow-up item and we can maybe point to you somewhere. So right now it's in the preview. When it's going live, I unfortunately do not have an answer for you off the top of my head. Okay. Is there security on the voice Cortana uses to retrieve data? I don't quite understand that. Is there security on the voice? So what we might do is I might just jump over that one and keep going forward. Though I only have 5 minutes remaining, so I probably have time to answer one last question. And what I might do here is, will there be updates to the MS Office uniformly across PC, Mac, and Android platforms? You know what? That's a really good question, Donald. You know, will it be a single universal rollout every 24 hours? Well, not every 24 hours. Well, one of the things that we've made clear is with Office 2016, for the PC as well, we're moving to a continuous update cycle where we expect to make releases on a fairly regular basis. If you have Office Pro Plus, which is the continuous release vehicle that's available with Office 365 for Business, or if you have an Office 365 personal subscription, as you know, Office was continuously updated when you installed the streamed copy of Office onto your local device. At Microsoft, we always strive to make sure that we can have the best experience across all of those platforms because we really want to reinvent productivity and change the way that you folks go out there and create the amazing things that you create. So we will always try to keep alignment in that respect. What you are seeing is the final pieces of the puzzle moving into play, or the final pieces of engineering, I should say, that have been moving into play here so that we can continue to deliver constant updates on the PC platform. Our mobile versions of Office are now supported out of the Universal Store, which is what you saw introduced with Windows 10. So as we update those clients, they'll just update across all of the platforms. We regularly update our iOS and our Android versions. You've seen those updates going through on a regular basis. And of course, the Mac version just released. We'll also be updating that on a regular basis as well now. So our goal is to probably not have a lockstep release cycle, but to constantly keep all of these components updated on a regular basis so that you can have the best possible experience across all of the platforms. We want you to be able to have the best productivity experience regardless of the platform that you happen to be using, which is why we make Office available on all of these platforms. Well, I'm just looking for a bit of guidance here, but I think we're pretty much at time. And then so what we'll... need to do is kick off from here.
Yeah, we're up to time. If there's any further questions, then you can reach out to their account team.
Exactly. So if you do have any further questions and you want to, or you do want to find out more, please reach out to your Microsoft account teams. They will be happy to help you and connect you up. And of course, maybe come into one of the Microsoft Technology Centers where you can meet with us and a group of architects, and we're really happy to help you figure out the best way that you can do things. But beyond that, thank you very much for your time today. I do truly appreciate it. And if you have an Office 365 subscription, go and get the release version of Office 2016. And of course, get Windows 10 on your PC, because if you've got a PC out there that's your personal device that has Windows 7, 8/8.1 on there, you can upgrade for, in most cases, to Office 10 for free as well. Sorry, to Windows 10 for free as well. My apologies for that. Otherwise, have a great day, and thank you very much for your time.